Charlotte-Mecklenburg police have released some of the body and dash cam video of the police shooting of Keith Scott. They had the discretion to do that. But come Saturday, they would no longer have that as their call to make. It would take a court order to release them. State Representative Alan McNeil, a Republican from Asheboro, is the primary sponsor of that bill. Representative McNeil, thanks for joining us. Do you think it is good that police have now released the dash cam and body cam videos here in Charlotte?
Well, I would just have to say that based on the SBI saying that they didn't have a problem with it, and the chief and the mayor, and I assume part of the city council, saying that they didn't have a part with it, it was probably a wise decision.
Well, the new law that we're talking about that takes effect October 1st, House Bill 972, I believe, would flatly declare that these recordings are not public records, and it would require a significant extra step before law enforcement could release those recordings, and that would be to obtain a superior court order. Are you still in favor of adding this additional step to the process?
Yes, I am.
And why is that?
Well, keep in mind that as we speak on the phone today, there is no state law that deals with body cameras. It doesn't exist. Now, on October the 1st, it will. I think you have to go back and look as why did police start deploying body cameras? It started in some agencies, and according to Charlotte, when they started theirs, it was a tool to monitor the actions of their officers. Well, if you look at it in that light, then it's a personnel record. So Charlotte determined on their own that their police body cameras were personnel records. So once they determined that, then the records fell under the personnel records law, which, if you know anything about the personnel records law, makes them pretty much almost assured that they will never see the light of day unless the officer agrees that the footage can be released.
So are you saying that the new state law, in some cases at least, in fact, makes these police videos more accessible?
They do. They do. You know, people stop reading sometimes when they see something that jumps out at them, and they don't finish reading. Okay. Our new bill says they are not public records, but neither are they personnel records.
Representative McNeil, why should not dash cam and body cam video recordings be public records?
Not all police records are public records. They're not going to release any of the investigative file. None. And that is accepted law, has been accepted law in the state of North Carolina for years, and nobody fusses about it. Well, that's what police body camera video is, too. It is evidence. Is evidence of a potential crime. This law does not put the custodian of the record, the chief of police or the sheriff, does not put them in the unfortunate position of having to decide what is evidence and what is not evidence, what should be released, what should not be released. It puts it where it should be. It puts it with the court. You know, everybody is trying to make out like this is going to be a very, very complicated process, and it's going to be hard to get. I disagree. The bill has an expedited process in it. As soon as the case comes to light, anybody can go ahead and petition a Superior Court judge to have the video released. I actually think it's going to make it much easier.
But you say that all that has to be done is to ask the Superior Court judge, but has to occur is for the judge to agree to make that release.
Well, that's true. And I'll say this about that. One of the biggest complaints is that police are trying to hide these videos. So why in the world would anybody then want to leave discretion of releasing them to the police? Take it out of the hands of the police. Put it in the hands of an impartial judge who's going to look at all the facts and make a decision. Is there a compelling public interest as to whether he thinks the video should be released?
In the recent days, especially since the Charlotte case has made so much news here and nationally, Have you heard from any of your fellow lawmakers about this law that's taking effect in a few days and whether it still should stand as is or possibly it would be due for any tweaking at least?
Well, number one, to answer your questions, I haven't had a single one of my fellow legislators call me and say, I think the law needs to be changed or tweaked or we need to do this. We went through a very long process to come up with a law as it was. So I think it's been well vetted. It's been well discussed. It's been well talked about. And I think people should allow the bill without too much fussing to become law. And let's see how it works. I'm not a hard-headed person. If there's something in it that doesn't work, you know, we'll be back in session in January. I think the law will, given a chance to work, will work just fine.
State Representative Alan McNeil sponsored House Bill 972 that requires a court order to release body and dash cam videos.